The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, here we go with our finale. The TVL Boys Tournament Championship game. Hanover versus Axtell. Looking at the bracket, how things have transpired for both teams. Starting off with Axtell, they got the first round bye as the fourth seed, and they took on Troy after the Trojans defeated Onega 60-51 to advance, 54-26 to advance to the quarterfinals. And in the quarterfinals, that was when Axtell defeated Troy 60-51 to advance to the semifinals. And in the semifinal, they would take on the top seed, Clifton Clyde. And they had just came off a kind of a lackluster effort against Frankfort. They started the game flat, and they picked it up late, came from behind, and won that game 52-51. But in the semifinal, Axtell knocking down a game-winning three at the buzzer. Eli Brockstrom scored 5 points inside the last 20 seconds to give them the victory. 50-48 was the final. As for Hanover, they would take on Valley Heights as a two seed as they got a bye in the first round as well. And against Valley Heights, started off good, had a nice, comfortable, almost 20-point lead at one point. But they slowly let Valley Heights back in the game. They got as close as 5 at one point. In the end, it was Hanover that was able to hold off Valley Heights and win to get to the semifinals. And in the semifinal, they would take on Centralia after a 60-29 win over Donovan West, the 3 seed, unable to get the win yesterday against Hanover. 50-45 was the final in that one. And by the way, haven't had a score for the third place girls game. We just now have gotten it entered in. Hanover wins the third place for the girls, 41-38. So the Hanover girls get third place. Second place goes to Clifton Clyde, and Centralia are the champions. Let's step aside for 3 minutes. We'll have Axtell Hanover Boys TBL Tournament Championship coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
KMZA.
CBL Boys Championship coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Hanover and Axtell. Hanover getting the win the other day. 17 points apiece for Braylon Mine and Garrett Martin. Martin really surged late. He had 7 points in that fourth quarter. As for Braylon Mine, he started the game well. He had 11 points in the first quarter. And then he'll hope to replicate that success here in this one. They'll need him to get it going early and often as a sophomore guard. Was terrific yesterday. As mentioned, he also finished with 7 points. Tanner Bruna, he finished his day with 9 in that game in which they defeated Centralia 50-46. As for Axtell, they get here after winning the early semifinal game. And they've been getting a lot of really good three-point shooting en route to getting here. Cullen Shaughnessy. There we go. Let's try to find Cullen Shaughnessy. Did not play yesterday. And we'll see about his status for today's game. Well, it's one thing we'll check on here in just a little bit. Let's ever do another national anthem here. We'll go ahead and step aside. Let's take a break for 2 minutes. Axtell and Centralia coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi-hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Axel Hanover, TVL Boys Championship, about to get underway as we just wrapped up the national anthem. And this is a battle of two teams that have won by a very small margin to get here. 9-point win for Axel over Troy and a 2-point win over Clifton Clyde. As for Hanover, a 6-point win over Valley Heights and a 5-point win over Australia. So take a look at the starters. Starting off for Hanover, number one, a junior, Brent Beichman. Number four, a sophomore, Braylon Mine. Number five, a junior, Garrett Martin. Number 14, a sophomore, Tanner Bruna. And lastly, number 20, a senior, Brigham Bruna. And for Australia, it will start like this. Number 10, a 6-foot junior, Eli Brockstrom. Number 12, a 5'8 freshman, Wyatt Detweiler. Number 25, a 6'2 junior, Brandon Schmelsley. Number 34, a 6'2 senior, Grady Bussing. And number 45, a 6'2 senior, Grant Bussing. So no Colin Shaughnessy in the starting lineup. As mentioned, he didn't play yesterday. He dropped 20 points on Troy in the quarterfinal matchup, including three big-time three-pointers in the first quarter. But again, not in the starting lineup here tonight. So once again, the starters for Hanover, it's Beichman, Mine, Martin, Bruna, and Bruna, Tanner, and Brigham. As for Axel, it'll be Brockstrom, Detweiler, Schmelsley, Grady, and Grant Bussing. As Wyatt Detweiler is filling in the shoes of Colin Shaughnessy, Axel has been dealing with a lot of injuries this year, not only to Colin Shaughnessy, of course, but Dwayne and Schmidt, who has missed pretty much all of this season. And we'll have to re-tip a very good throw by the official. And we'll have to do it again. That's right. Take three. Players jumped as soon as it was thrown up instead of waiting for the ball to come down, then to jump, which is a pretty common thing. I feel like I see that pretty often. Tip is won by Hanover, and we're underway. Hanover crowd near me. Axel's crowd on the far side. Mine with the ball from the top of the key. Bounce pass Martin from the free throw line. They'll hand it off to Beichman. Rockstrom trying to disrupt. Let me do his right. They bounce pass near the corner for Tanner Bruna. Almost lost it out of bounds. He's defended by Grady Bussing. Now Brandon Schmelzy takes it away from Mine. He'll go ahead and try to lay it up, and he missed it. It was Tanner Bruna who deterred it. Now a wide open look for Martin, and he drops the ball underneath the basket. His layup, though, is good as he collects it. And Hanover scores first. I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's broadcast, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College, making our broadcast possible all week long. High post catch, Grady Bussing, downloaded Grant Bussing. Shot up, no good at the glass, put back by Grady Bussing, is no good, but he's fouled. He'll get two free throws. So our tournament was supposed to start last Saturday. Of course, it got postponed to Monday. Both the boys and girls played three games, and then they stopped and they moved a couple of first-round games to Tuesday. Wednesday. Because Tuesday was really snowy, too. And then the quarterfinals started Wednesday. They finished Thursday. The semifinals were yesterday, and we finally got the championship here tonight. So it's been a long time coming as the free throw for Freddie Wissing is good. He makes them both. So we are tied 2-2. The official didn't give the go for Hanover to inbound it. Looks like now we're finally ready to go. Braylon Mine, 19 points yesterday. 17. Defended by Schmelsley. Crossover dribble goes to his left. He'll hand it back to the far side wing to Brigham Bruna. High post catch. Where Martin hands it off to Tanner Bruna. Good by Grady Bussing. In trouble. Just inside the free throw line. And that's going to be 3 seconds in the lane. Tanner Bruna in the lane for too long with the basketball. The actual force of the turnover with 6:33 to go in the opening quarter. 2-2 is our score. Near side corner catch for Brandon Schmelsley. He'll kick it out to Wyatt Detweiler. Far side wing, Brockstrom, Detweiler, Schmelsley. 2-3 zone for Hanover. Cross court pass, Brockstrom. Bounce pass, high post catch. Grady Bussing kicks it out to Schmelsley. Now entry pass to Grady Bussing off his right hand and through to the other side to Eli Brockstrom. Fortunate bounce for Axel there. Detweiler double team in trouble and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grant Beichman. Inbound far side on the wing, Brandon Schmelsley slaps the ball, inbounds it to Grady Bussing inside the three-point line to Wyatt Detweiler from the far side corner. Loop it around to Eli Brockstrom, lob far side, Schmelsley touch pass, Grady Bussing high post. Detweiler, short corner, Grant Bussing with it with his first touch of this possession. Detweiler with Grant towards the middle. A lot of time being spent here on this drive, and now whistle on a travel on Grant Bussing inside. And Hanover, a nice defensive possession that time around. Hanover wearing their blue on blues. Axel with their white on whites. Axel the 2 seed, Hanover. Axel the 4 seed, and Hanover the 2 seed. So, interesting decision to have Axel wear the home white. Martin pass near side wing to Beichman. He'll give it up to the far side wing to Brigham Bruna. He'll bring it back. Spins to the left side. He has far side corner. Beichman thought about it and then puts it on the floor. Drives middle. Floater. Short. Tipped up by Martin. And a foul on the floor is going to go against, I believe, Wyatt Detweiler of Axel. And it will be. First team foul. Logan Salmon, his first time coming into the game. He had a solid effort on Thursday. But yesterday, struggled a little bit, picked up a bunch of fouls quickly. There's the inbound, top of the key for Tanner Bruna. Defended by Brockstrom. Gives up his dribble. He's dead on the near side elbow, kick it out. Mine with 4:55 to go in the first quarter, drives right side in the lane. Shot over two defenders, no good, off the backboard. Gets his own miss, second try is no good, but he's fouled. That one's going to go against Grady Bussing. Has the lone 2 points of the game for Jason Tynan's crew. Axel will get to make a field goal as those 2 points came off of free throws. First free throw for mine is good. Mine was 6-for-6 from the free throw line. He goes 2-for-2 this time. And it's 4-2 Hanover. 4:44 to go, first quarter. Detweiler, Schmelzy, nice touch pass down low to Grady Bussing, who lays it up and in. First field goal of the game for Axel. We are tied at 4-4. Drive from the near side, mine, spinning to the inside. Got Schmelzy up in the air, lost it, but goes to the far side wing to Tanner Bruna. Fortunate bounce for Hanover. And a drive to the far side short corner, and a whistle on a travel. It's going the other way. And Grant Beichman tying his shoe, so an official timeout. And we're ready to go. So again, 4 points for Grady Bussing to start things out. We are tied 4-4. Schmelsley giving a lane. He'll take it all the way to the rack and a layup and in. Poor defense that time from Hanover. And it's now 6-4 Axel. Mine dribbles to the corner near side. Gives to Brigham Bruna. Made a couple big free throws late in their semifinal win over Centralia. He stopped inside the middle of the paint, and he traveled. Another Hanover turnover. Been kind of careless here in the past few possessions. Halfway through quarter number one, Axel six, Hanover four. Detweiler goes to work, pass far side corner for Sandman. Dribbles towards the wing, between the legs dribble to Schmelzley. Schmelzley cross court, corner to corner pass for Detweiler. Entry pass inside, nice find to Grady Bussing. Can't get a shot to go though. Rebound for Braylon Mine. Up ahead, Brigham Bruna. Lob far side from the block, just outside of it. Martin, no good. Gets his own miss though, it's tipped out to him. Tanner Bruna thought about the step back three, instead enters it into Martin. Kick it back out. Bruna trying to drive on Brockstrom. To no avail as he dribbles back towards the 3-point line. Bounce pass, Detweiler with a denial, and he makes the catch, but his pivot foot was on the sideline, so Hanover gets it right back. Denying Braylon Mine the basketball is first substitution of the game for Hunter Kiehafer. See how I mixed up the word there. I apologize. 3:03 to go, first quarter, 6-4. High post catch. Martin takes the handoff. Top of the key, Bruna. Between the legs dribble, top of the key. In trouble, gives up his dribble. Now pass to the near side wing. Kiehafer with it. Defended by Salmon, drives right. Stops by double team, lob it inside. Shut up by Martin straight away is good. Beautiful touch by Garrett Martin. He's got four. We are tied, 6-6. 2:37 to go, first quarter. Brockstrom from the near side wing. Bob inside. Schmelzley, high post. Driving right side. Loses the ball. Picked up by Kiehafer. Dribble to the near side wing, and he'll go ahead and hand it off to Brigham Bruna, defended by Wyatt Detweiler. He'll go ahead and bring it towards the middle and call the play. Set by head coach Corey Jensen. Entry pass, Martin. Backing down Grady Bussing. Nice find for Tanner Bruna. Cut back door. Shot no good from the far side. And a rebound for Axel. Just outside the block is where he shot that one from. Schmelzley cutting across the paint, makes the catch. Kicks it out. Brockstrom tries a three, far side wing. Good for Eli Brockstrom. First 3-point basket of our ball game. And Axel now leads 9-6. Here's Martin with it from the free throw line. Lob down low to a cutting Braylon Mine. Shut up and good. I give it a go. And Braylon Mine makes his first field goal of the game. He has four. It's 9-8. Detweiler, near side wing, dribbles towards the middle, and he'll go ahead and give it up to the top of the key for Sandman. Lob far side wing. Schmelzley cutting Brockstrom. Shot falling away. Good and one. Falling off to his right. Put it up, fading away. And 5 quick points. And he will try to finish off his and one. As that foul goes against Kiehafer. And Grant Bussing will check back in. Come in for Grady Bussing with 1:18 to go, first quarter. So just like yesterday, 5 quick points for Eli Brockstrom, except those coming at the end of the game, as that one is good. So 6 points for Brockstrom. A 3-pointer, a 2-point field goal, and a free throw. Gavin Shaughnessy. Checking in. Again, no Colin Shaughnessy. Didn't play yesterday. And not in the starting lineup tonight. 12-8 Axel. First 2-possession lead of the game for the Eagles. Dribbling near side is Mine. He'll hand it off. Tanner Bruna. Bounce pass to Martin from the 3-point line. Straight away. Landed off. Long three. Kiehafer. Left side no good. Long rebound for Brandon Schmelzley. Near side short corner. Pass up ahead to Detweiler. Tried by his defender. Shot up off the glass. Too strong. Good look that time by the freshman Wyatt Detweiler. Rebound Hanover. 48 seconds left. We'd like to thank today's sponsors of our broadcast. Medina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wakeland Oil Company. Mine lost him momentarily, but somehow he's able to find Garrett Mine at the free throw line. Kicks it out three. That's well short. Might have been deflected. Rebound Schmelzley. Looking to push. Up ahead Detweiler. Far side corner. Going to try a three. Good! Wyatt Detweiler's first basket of the game. 15 first quarter points for Axel. Drive right side, Bruna. Nice find for Martin. Shot no good from the near side block. Putback is no good as well. Way off the mark. And Gavin Shaughnessy is fouled from behind on the rebound by Kiehafer. And that will quickly be his second personal foul off the bench. 13.3 seconds left here in the quarter. And Key Hafer is going to stay in the game, and Grady Bussing will actually substitute for Axel, come in for Gavin Shaughnessy, who made that rebound. Deweiler receives the inbound pass. 10 seconds as he's nonchalantly bringing it off across half court. 8 seconds. Deweiler, bounce pass, far side wing, Schmelzley with 5. Drives, left side, whistle. Foul on the floor with 2.2 seconds left. That foul is going to go against Tanner Bruna, his first, team's third. Inbound will be under the basket on the far side. Schmelzley will do the inbounding, low formation. Trying to find somebody, and 2.2 is all that's on the clock. Inbound Rocksman, got to fire a shot up. Deweiler makes the catch, is that going to count? Well, it doesn't go in, so it don't have to worry about it. 15-8, Axel leading Hanover TVL Boys Championship here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axel's offense wasting no time getting into a flow in this one. Eli Brockstrom with 6 points and a team with 15. They're to 8. For Hanover. So out of the break, it will be Axel basketball, so a chance to expand their lead right here. So 6 for Brockstrom, 4 for Grady Bussing, 3 for Wyatt Deweiler, 2 for Brandon Schmelzley. Meanwhile, for Hanover, 4 points apiece for Braylon Mine and Garrett Martin. Inbound, and we're back underway. Here is Schmelzley against the 2-3 zone of Hanover. High post catch, Grady Bussing, and it back out to Schmelzley. Give it to Bussing again, near side wing for Detweiler. Schmelzley, bounce pass, Detweiler retreats to the corner. Bussing makes the catch, bounce pass, far side corner. Brockstrom pulls up, good! Didn't have a good angle, was almost behind the backboard. He now has 8, it's now 17-8, Axel. Mine backs down, Brandon Schmelzley puts the shot up over him, and it's good! No passes that possession. But it doesn't matter. They score anyway. It's 17-10. Good response. Rocksterman to Detweiler to Schmelzley near side wing. One dribble. High post catch. Grady Bussing out to Detweiler. Mishandles the pass, but he gets it back. Grant Bussing short corner kicks it out. Rocksterman is going to try another 3. That one off the front end. No good. And whistle and a foul going the other way against Brandon Schmelzley. Sandman back in the game, and for the first time this quarter, and for Grant Bussing. Braylon Mine brings it in. Signals for Martin to screen for him. He does just that. Driving in the lane, off the glass, no good. Gets his own miss. Puts on the floor, a whistle, and a foul on the floor. That one goes against Logan Sandman. Team foul number 2 against Axel. Inbound, an alley-oop to Tanner Bruna, and he lays it in. Nice heads-up play on the inbound. Schmelzley drives the short corner, kicks off Detweiler. He'll go middle, in trouble, and a good job by Brigham Bruna to get tied up. And possession arrow in favor of Hanover. Wildcats get another stop. Braylon Mine gets the signal from head coach Corey Johnson. Dribbles to the near side. Corner hands it off to Brigham Bruna. Lob for Martin. Comes out the perimeter to make the catch. It tips, but he gets it. Over to Tanner Bruna, far side wing. He'll go to his left on Eli Brockstrom and a foul on the floor. That's already the third team foul against Axel. As for Brockstrom, that is his first. And a timeout's going to be called by Hanover, and we will take it as well. Back in, let's see how long this one is. It'll be a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
17-12, our score. TVL Boys Tournament Championship. 6:15 to go. Axel with a 5-point lead, and it will be Hanover basketball out of the break. After the timeout from head coach Corey Jensen. Here's the lob out to Mine, who is defended by Schmelzley. Between the legs, dribbles. Go to his left. He's back to the inside, whistle on and travel. If you're head coach Corey Johnson, that's not what you want after a timeout. Cross half court. Detweiler with it. And fantastic defense once again by Brigham Bruna. High post catch for Schmelzley, but they retain possession. Far side wing, Brockstrom. Baseball pass near side. Salmon, entry pass, Grady Busting. He's double teamed from just inside the near side block, and his pass is deflected out of bounds. He'll stay with the Eagles. And Schmelzley will inbound it near side corner. Detweiler's going to try a three. Got it! His second three of the day. He's got six. They extend their lead to eight. Bruna uses a screen, goes to his right. Double team takeaway by Eli Brockstrom. He gets bumped, nothing called. Loose on the floor, picked up by Detweiler. He gets bumped, nothing called. Up ahead, far side wing for Schmelzley. High post catch, Schmelzley pulls up, jumper, no good. Tip in for Salmon is good. How about William Salmon off the bench? It's 22-12. 5:13 to go, second quarter. High post catch for Martin, dribbles to the perimeter, hands it off. Between the legs, dribble for Mine. Dre's baseline, stops the block, shot over Schmelzley, good, off the glass. Tough play for the sophomore, Braylon Mine. He has eight. Detweiler, pass near side wing for Salmon, gives it back to Detweiler. Far side, Brockstrom. Back to Detweiler. Near side, Salmon. They work the perimeter against the 2-3 zone for Hanover. Brockstrom to Detweiler, near side, Salmon. Cutting in the paint is Brockstrom. Pass deflected to him, and it's thrown away. Up ahead to Brigham Bruna. Nice catch. Is that almost went out of bounds? Almost an alley-oop as Brigham Bruna missed the wide-open layup. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Detweiler. Missed opportunity for Hanover. And a late whistle and a foul against the Wildcat. Martin was wanting to dunk it as soon as that ball went off the backboard. I think Braylon Mine is saying you should have just caught that and laid it in. And now the first time Cameron Juneman sees the floor here this evening is Tanner Bruna will go to the bench. 4:20 to go, second quarter. Detweiler across half court, pass near side for Salmon. Cross court all the way to the corner for Brockstrom. Detweiler with it. Salmon cut back door. He's wide open. They missed him, though. High post catch Schmelzley turns, fires, far side wing to Eli Brockstrom in the corner. Continuing to work around the perimeter against the Hanover zone. Detweiler flashes, he'll kick it out. Brockstrom for three, far side wing, off the heel, no good. Rebound, Juneman. No handover. He'll pass the far side, cross half court for Kiefer. Far side wing, three for Mine is no good. Too strong, rebound, Grady Busting. Still 22-14, and nice pass to Salmon. He has a lane to drive, and he lays it up and in. He's got four. It's 24-14 with 3.5 to go, second quarter. Here is Braylon Mine. Hands it off. Bikeman, jab step middle, goes right. Defended by Detweiler. He's in trouble. Bikeman gives it up to Juneman. Defended by Salmon. Drives left. Kicks. Far side wing. Jabs have almost traveled. Bikeman defended by Detweiler. Bumps against him. Stopped by a double team. Near side block. Pass deflected by Salmon. Loose picked up by Mine. 3 minutes to go. Double team. Kick out. Salmon diving for it. Doesn't get it. Bikeman has it. Kick. Far side. T. Aver for three after hesitating. No good. Rebound. Foul. Against Hanover on the rebound. And Axel with the stop. Garrett Martin picking up the personal. That's his first. It's team foul number two. Patrick Cook will check into the game for the first time this evening. A senior. He is a forward as well, the inside, working against the likes of Grady Bussing. And well, he's seeing some Brandon Schmelz, Eli Broxman down low. Far side wing catch, Broxman, Detweiler working the point. Now near side, Salmon, also the perimeter. Schmelzley working high post. Grady Bussing working low post. Pass far side, Broxman with the catch on the wing. Detweiler drives right side, past Bikeman, stopped inside the paint. Pass down low, nice recovery by Cook, but he's able to get it out to Logan Salmon. Grady Bussing fighting for that ball, wins the battle. High post catch, Schmelzley. Pump fake, drives, lost out of bounds, and saved by Broxman. And they're going to give it to Hanover. Wow, I'm surprised by that. I thought it was last touch by Broxman. He tried to save it out of bounds. Everybody on the Hanover side bewildered by the call. And to me, yeah, it looked like it should be Hanover basketball. And whatever they decide here, the fans are not going to be happy on either side. And they are going to say it is actual basketball. Grant Bussing checking in for Logan Sandman. Schmelzley, high post catch, Grady Bussing, kicks it out, Detweiler, far side wing, dribbles towards the middle, and he'll give it up to Broxman, high post, flash for Grady Bussing, give it to Schmelzley, Bussing with it, on the catch, far side elbow, whistle, 3 seconds in the paint, called against Grant Bussing. 2:01 left to go, second quarter. We'd like to thank today's sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, Blue Valley Technologies, as well as Hilltop Creations, Cooking Company, and BB Brothers Contractor. Right, Bikeman in the game for Hanover. Mine brings it up. Signals for Juneman to clear through. Mine backing down Schmelzley, and he traveled. Schmelzley was in terrific defense so far, defending Braylon Mine. He does have 8 points, but past few minutes, he's been stymied. Detweiler brings it up. Pass to Sandman, near side wing. Far side, Broxman with it. Sandman wanting to flash back door. He tries to, but has to come back to the middle. Sandman, near side wing catch. As Detweiler, Broxman kind of playing keep away in the perimeter. Corner catch for Schmelzley. Far side, dribbles to the short corner. Double teamed. Kicks it out of there. Goes to the backcourt. Broxman saves it, but into the hands of Kehaver. Oh, they're going to say backcourt violation. Looks to me like that should have been a backcourt violation. He saved it for going into the backcourt. So a couple of interesting calls from the officials here. Past few possessions. But either way, it's Hanover basketball. It prevents Hanover for a chance for a fast break layup. Inbound to Brigham Bruna. Dribbles to the far side wing, and he'll hand it off to Tanner Bruna. Dribbles to the top of the key. Backing down Eli Broxman at the elbow. Kicks it out. Bikeman has it poked free by Schmelzley. It's thrown away. 2-on-1. Feedback Broxman. Schmelzley. Broxman again. Back to Schmelzley. Lays it in. Beautiful unselfishness for both of those two. They have been a terrific 1-2 punch in any sport they play in. Going middle is Bikeman. Hands it near side wing. To Mine with 43 seconds left in the half. 26-14 Axel. Going right is Brigham Bruno. A little bit of a push off and wide Detweiler. No call though. Near side wing for Bikeman. Goes to his left. Towards the middle. Drives. Kicks. Mine's going to try to drive. He dribbled it off his own knee. Going the other way. 2-on-1. Fast break. Schmelzley will try to dunk it. He misses it. And rebound by Tanner Bruno with 21 seconds left. Missed the wide open dunk. Here comes Hanover. Pass up ahead to Broxman. It's picked up by Broxman. 15 seconds left. Axel will see right back. Near side wing for Broxman. And now for Detweiler with 10 seconds left. Schmelzley, far side, Salmon. Pass it over the head of Detweiler. That's a turnover. 5 seconds left. And with 3.7 is when it stops. Hanover gets it back, and Logan Salmon kind of panicked and threw it away. So one more opportunity for Hanover before half. Inbound goes to Martin, working the post. 3 seconds. Turn around. Kick it out. Bring it, Bruno, at the buzzer. Too strong. No good. And that is the end of the half. 26-14 Axel with the lead. We'll take a break. Come back with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at Elmer's Repair.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega. TVL Boys Tournament Championship. Axel, a dominant first half of basketball. 26-14 our score after 16 minutes of action. Breaking down how this one has transpired so far. Axel's offense, they got off hot early. They scored 15 points in the first quarter with 6 coming from Eli Brosterman. As for Hanover, Braylon Mine, Garrett Martin kind of keeping them in the game with 4 points apiece. In the second quarter, Axel's defense was kind of the story in that second quarter, allowing just 6 points. As for their offense, Logan Sandman coming off the bench for a couple of big baskets. And Axel with a 26-14 lead here at the half. Taking a look at totals from the first half. Starting off with Hanover, 8 points for Braylon Mine, 4 points for Garrett Martin, and 2 for Tanner Bruna. That's it. As for Axel, 8 points for Eli Brockstrom, 6 from Wyatt Detweiler on a pair of threes, 4 from Logan Sandman, Brandon Schmelsley, and Grady Bussing each. That is it for them. So, Axel hoping to get back-to-back TVL League titles, or tournament, TVL tournament titles, excuse me, not league titles, tournament titles, big difference there, This will propel them into the second half of the regular season. What a way to do that is Jason Tynan's crew playing very good right now on both sides of the court, trying to keep that going, that mojo. They force a lot of turnovers. Not very many open shots. They got a couple with Braylon Mind working inside. He's been pretty solid the first 10 to 12 minutes of the game, but then in the last 4 minutes of that second quarter, Brent Schmelzley locked him down and wouldn't allow him any easy shots. All right, so we'll go and step aside for a couple more minutes, and we'll come back, and we'll look at some scores from around area action today. Back here in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. At 785-294-0147.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
26-14 at the halftime, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 8 points for Eli Broxerman, 6-4 Wyatt Detweiler. Is in a fun first half for Axtell. Take a look at some scores around our area from today, starting off on the girls' side. Off with TVL tournaments. Let's go with the consolation games. Washington County defeating Blue Valley Randolph 52-26. And then Troy defeated Onega 66-15. Also, Holton defeating Tonganoxie 48-34 in the seventh place game in that tournament. And also, Horton defeating Maranatha 38-33 in the fifth place in the MIT tournament. Marysville defeating Holton 63-52 on the boys' side. That was in the Thunder Classic third-place game. Also have TVL consolation on the boys' side. Lynn defeating Onega 59-45. Blue Valley Randolph defeating Washington County 79-49. And then back on the girls' side, seventh place game, TVL tournament. Axel defeating Lynn, 49-42. Seventh place game, Burlington Invite girls' side. Sabetha defeats, or excuse me, Burlington Invite, 46-45. Sabetha defeats Paola. And then a fifth place game, TVL tournament, girls' side. Frankfurt defeats Dunn West, 54-51. St. Mary's boys wins the Thunder Classic. They knock off Omaha Central, 61-52. Frankfurt boys win the consolation game over Donovan West, 61-39. Troy boys defeat Valley Heights in the other consolation game, 56-44. Also, Valley Falls defeating Jefferson County North in the third place game of the Oskaloosa Invite. Final score was 58-36. And congratulations to Zach Evans of Valley Falls, surpassing 1,000 career points. What a career he's had. Riverside girls, they are the champions of the MIT. They win over Morehill Mount Academy 54-42 in the highly anticipated matchup there. Clifton Clyde boys win third place in the TVL tournament, 45-42 over Centralia. Hanover girls defeat Valley Heights 51-48 in the third place girls matchup at TVL. Roscoe boys, they defeat Heritage Compton 57-37. Oskaloosa Invite boys side. Burlington Invite boys side. Sylvester boys, they lose 57-48. Bishop Ward knocks off Horton on the boys' side, 58-36 in the MIT Championship. And then Atchison, they win their tournament, 65-59 at Tonganoxie. And then the last one, Clifton Clyde losing to Centralia, 58-56 in the TVL Girls' Championship. All right, here we go back in this one. And we're throwing a foul on in the inbound, and that will go against Tanner Bruna on a reach-in. Actually, correction, no, they're going to say that Wyatt Detweiler had the right-of-way on that steal, and Wyatt Detweiler picks up the foul. And that'll be his second. So 26-14, Axel leading Hanover. Your scores, by the way, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. What time to update your vehicle? How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Drive middle, Bruna, jump stop, shot over Rockstroman, too strong, rebound Grady Busting. Out of the pass, Rockstroman far side, brings up with his left. Out of the head to Detweiler, thought about the three, holds on to it. Brockstrom, baseball pass, Sandman. Near side catch, Schmelzy, nice look down low on the cut for Brockstrom. Shot no good, though, and a rebound secured by Braylon Mine. No, keep it himself. No look, he just missed the opportunity. Driving right is Mine. In the lane, hands it off to Brigham Bruna. It's flipped away by Brigham Schmelzy. Into the hands of Grady Busting, but he lost it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Hanover. Keys the second half for Axel. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't get too fancy with it. Keep moving the ball around the perimeter, and don't feel like you need to be rushed when you're maneuvering against the Hanover 2-3 zone. As the inbound deflected by Brockstrom and taken away by Detweiler. They have numbers up to Schmelzy. He'll lay it up and in. Finger roll right side. And Schmelzy now has six. And Axel has doubled up Hanover. Beichmann with it, defended by Sandman. To his left from the wing, drives. Left side, stop the short corner. Underhand pass with his left, kicks it out. Hanover Bruna dribbles towards the middle. He'll hand it over to the far side. Brigham Bruna. Mine. The near side. Beichmann goes to work on Sandman. Bumps into him. And a whistle and a travel. Beichmann not happy about something, whether it being somebody's not getting open or something of the sorts. Either way, Axel basketball here. We're a minute and a half into this third quarter. Sandman, far side wing catch. Rockstrom surveys. Underhand pass. Sandman drives right side, has the lane, kicks it out. Detweiler, he'll try to drive left side from the middle. And backdoor cut. Schmelzy, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. I think that's against Beichmann, if I believe. First foul against Hanover of the half, and it will be against Beichmann. That is his first. Kiefer will check in. Here's the inbound for Schmelzy. Far side corner catch for Brockstrom. Detweiler, Sandman, near side, Schmelzy. Defended by Mine. Main lane, Brockstrom. A hard dribble that he lost control of and turnover for Hanover. Or two Hanover, excuse me. Three ball, Kiefer, near side corner. Halfway down, popping out of there. Loose out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Axel. It's going to be like it was last touch by Martin of Hanover. Brigham Bruna, the inbounder, in the down far side wing. Mine inbound, or gets it in, inside to Martin, far side up, drives right, spins middle, goes back to the far side, shot over Grady Busting, no good, tipped up in the air by Brigham Bruna, hit the hands of Martin, that layup is no good, who's on the floor, who's got it, and it's going to be a jump ball, possession arrow, keeps it with the Wildcats. Brigham Bruna, the inbounder, far side corner, three ball, Mine over Schmelzley, good! Tough shot for Braylon Mine, his first three of the day. He had 17 points yesterday, but made just one three. Near side wing catch for Detweiler, dribble towards the middle. Brocksmith drives right side, and he is fouled on the floor. Second team foul against Hanover, and that one will go against Tanner Bruna, his second. Thanks to our incredible sponsors for making our broadcast possible, including Helena Agri System, Onega Pharmacy, Elmer's Repair and Supply, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. Wyatt Detweiler behind the back dribble to Schmelzley. Salmon cutting back to work, can't find him. Cross-court pass, Brocksman for three. That one off the front end, no good. Put back is no good as well. For Grady Busting, rebound for Key Avery's on the run. And a lob up, no good on the shot, rebound, Schmelzley. He'll also look to push the tempo. And he traveled, he wanted a reach-in call. He's not going to get it. And Hanover gets the ball back, trailing 28-17. Schmelzley took that extra step instead of passing, thinking he would get the call, but the opposite happens. Hand off, drive. Middle, Tanner Bruna in trouble. Kick it out. Mine, working against Schmelzley, gets past him, gets him in the air, shot up, that's short, and rebound Schmelzley. Looking to push once again. Schmelzley eyes up. Gets the defender away from him. Salmon, far side of wing against Brosterman. Drives middle, stops the elbow, that's the near side of wing. Detweiler, he wants to drive. He can't. Kicks him out. Defense by Hanover to start this third quarter. Giving up just 2 points so far. Far side corner catch, Detweiler. There's only been 5 points combined in this third quarter. We are now approaching the halfway point. Salmon now with the catch. Pressure Detweiler. It's bumped by Brigham Bruna, and they'll get him with a foul. Grant Busting checking into the ball game after Brigham Bruna picked up a second. He'll check in for his brother Grady. 4:01 to go, second quarter. Take a part in third quarter. Looks like a second quarter score, though. Especially with how these two teams operate. Detweiler goes to his left, defended heavily by Key Avery. Pokes it free, sits on the floor, and he gets it. And he'll give it up to Mine. He's going to drive, don't have numbers, but he's going to try to drive anyway. Kick it out. Tanner Bruner is going to try a three, right side, short, actually strong. Rebound, Martin, and he travels. Freaking Bruner took two steps. And a travel is called, it's going the other way. Grant Busting to inbound it. 28-17 our score. 11-point lead for the Eagles. Bench warning is going to be on a couple of the Wildcats who are barking at the official. So one more, and they'll get a technical. And now a throwaway if Sandman can't come up with the pass. After that turnover, he never gets it right back. Kind of a sloppy start for both teams here in this third quarter. Bruna goes left, defended by Brockstrom into the corner. Bruna will go to his right. Nice screen set by Tanner Bruna. Doesn't use it, though. Kicks it out. Entry pass is deflected out of there by Grant Busting out of bounds. Looking to go inside for Garrett Martin. They would love to get him going. He had a nice start to the game. He went scoreless, though, in the second quarter after getting four in the first. Brigham Bruna, the inbounder. Near side corner catch, Key Hafer. Drives middle. In the lane, falling away to his right, whistle and a foul. With 3:14 to go, third quarter. Sam in the foul is second. So Key Hafer to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is no good. That's just the third free throw attempted in this ball game for Hanover. Reminder that coming up, our next broadcast here on KMZA will be a TVO showdown between Onega and Frankfurt. Tuesday, January 23rd, as that second free throw is good. His first point of the ball game. And it's 28-18 with 3:08 to go. Polo jumper, 15-footer. Good for Brandon Schmelzley. Nice response. He has all four of the team's points in this quarter. It's 30-18. Coach Jensen telling Hanover to play with some pace here. Brigham Bruna driving middle in the lane. Getting around Detweiler. Whistle and a foul on the floor will be an offensive foul. Wrapped his arm around him. And that'll be his third. A call that isn't called too terribly often, only when it's blatantly obvious, the officials say that it was. And Cameron Juneman will check into the game in for Tanner Bruna. So Detweiler will bring it up for the Eagles. Near side wing catch for Brandon Schmelzley. Screen from Grant Bussing goes to his left. Drives in the lane, lost it. Turnover, Braylon Mine. Near side corner, Tanner Bruna goes middle, spins to the inside, and he lost his footing. It's a travel. Hanover has had a few calls not go their way, and they have been very upset with the officials, but they have been doing a pretty good job tonight. Hasn't been perfect, but no officials perfect. It's part of the game. Far side wing catch for Eli Brockstrom. Screen from Salmon goes to his right. Pick and roll, Salmon calling for it. Doesn't see him. But the give is to Schmelzley. Blissing, far side to Detweiler. Gets past the defender. Detweiler, stutter step, kicks. Three, Brockstrom, no good. Rebound for Martin of Hanover. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Only 4 points in the quarter for Axel and only four for Hanover. Driving left, losing the ball. It's on the floor. Rebound, or picked up by Detweiler. Tanner Bruna just muffed it. Detweiler with it. Back to Brockstrom. He's going to try another three. Far side corner. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound Tanner Bruna. Good look from Brockstrom. Couldn't cash it home, though. Up ahead this time. Juneman. He'll drive middle. Jump stop. Lost it. Picked it back up. Shot is no good from straight away. It was an open look, and Grant Bosting rips away from a couple defenders. Detweiler gets hit as he makes the catch. Nothing called. Out of the pass up ahead to Sandman. Detweiler with it with 1:20 to go here in the third. Detweiler has his cookies taken. Tanner Bruna, 2-on-1. Left-handed layup. Good. Incredible hands by Tanner Bruna to poke that free from the freshman Detweiler. And it's 30-20 with 1:06 to go third quarter. It's screen set by Grant Bosting for Eli Brockstrom. Schmelzy with it. Far side wing. Salmon top of the key. He's defended by Mine. Gives it to the near side to Detweiler. By Detweiler goes to his left. Stops. Bussing entry pass. Salmon is double teamed. Reach in for Tanner Bruni. Takes it away again. 46 seconds left for the Wildcats. Line up the far side. Whistle. And a timeout called by Hanover. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. We'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. 30-20, Axel leads Hanover, 39 seconds left here in quarter number 3. Going to his left is Mine. Near the paint, kicks it out. Top of the key catch, open 3. No good for Kiefer. Rebound, Eli Brockstrom. Drive left side against Cameron Juman. Kick it out to Grady Bussing. Schmelsley. Defended by Kiefer now. Bumps him. He'll give it up to Brockstrom. He'll drive left side. Wrap around pass to nobody. Just walked it out of bounds, I think, is what that was. 14.8 seconds left for the Wildcats here. 30-20, TVL Boys Tournament Championship. Axel has had a cushion lead for pretty much this whole contest. 8 seconds left. Going to his left, Bikeman. Get it out to Juneman. 5 seconds. Drives left side in the lane. 2 seconds. Up and no good for Juneman. Rebound, Ray Bussing. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. He never wanted a foul. That was a little bit of contact, but not enough for the official to make the call. 30-20. In total, 10 points in that entire quarter. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Only 10 points in that third quarter. 4 for Brandon Schmelsley, 6 for Hanover. That's right, Axel only had Brandon Schmelsley score in that quarter. He has 8. He is tied for the team lead with Eli Brockstrom. And we're back underway as Axel starts out with the basketball. Here's Wyatt Detweiler with it. Goes to work, give it up to Brockstrom. Drive, baseline side. Pass off the side of the backboard into the hands of Grady Bussing, though. His double team kicks it out. Brockstrom. From the elbow kick out far side wing for Detweiler. And a whistle and a foul on the floor against the Wildcats. 11 points for Braylon Mine, leading all scorers. 4 points for Garrett Martin, 2 for Tanner Bruna, and a free throw for Hunter Kiefer. Inbound goes to Bussing to Schmelsley, drives right side. That's swatted out of there by Garrett Martin. Fantastic rejection by the Hanover big. 27 seconds off of the game clock in this fourth quarter. Here's the lob in to Grady Bussing. Detweiler, now Schmelsley far side. Baseball pass, Schmelsley thought about the 3. Holds on to it. Brockstrom gives up his dribble. Far side corner, Detweiler. Defended heavily by Cameron Juneman. They get around him. Brockstrom backing down his man, kicks it out. Good defense from Hanover this possession. Going right. Jump stop, Brockstrom, and reach in. Hunter Kiefer reached in that time. A bailout foul after a good defensive possession for the Wildcats. That'll be his third. They'll say that was a shooting foul, so Brockstrom will shoot 2 here. Only 3 free throws attempted by Axel all game. First one on the way is good. He finished an and one in the first quarter. Logan Salmon will check in for Colin Shaughnessy. He came in for a little bit there. Definitely limping a little bit. That free throw is no good. He's now 2 for 3 on the day from the free throw line. He has 9 on the ball game. It's 31-20 Axel, 7 minutes to go. Right middle jump stop is Mine. Shut up and good. Too easy that time for Braylon Mine, the sophomore. Gets Hanover back within 9. Detweiler slips and slides. It'll be a travel. And Eli Brockstrom telling him to slow down a little bit. Same with Grant Schmelsley. 6:49 left to go. Coach Jensen telling him to speed it up. It's Weichman for 3. Short side, no good from the wing. And it was still in a foul on the floor against Eli Brockstrom, who was defending Martin on that play. That foul will be Brockstrom's second. Oh, no, it's against Schmelzley. I thought that was against Brockstrom. Inbound. That's the second foul against Schmelzley. Now, the pay losing it is Kiefer, and Salmon is called for a travel after Kiefer dove on top of him. Oh, okay, they did say it was a foul. That's the right call. They initially said a travel, but then they said it was a foul because Kiefer literally dove on top of Wyatt Detweiler. That did not look very fun to be on the bottom of that. You can't just dive on top of someone in the game of basketball. That's for a different sport. There's another winter sport going on that you can do that in. Not basketball is not the one. Far side wing catch for Brockstrom. Baseball pass to cutting Colin Shaughnessy. He'll drive right side in the lane. Shut up on the glass. It's good. And how about Colin Shaughnessy coming into the game? His first basket since the quarterfinal matchup where he dropped 20 points against Troy. And it's 33-22. Dykeman drives left. Kicks it out. In the lane, Brigham Bruna stopped there, kicks it out, and the pass is wide, and it's a turnover. It'll go to Axel. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, no signs of cracks in the armor for Axel's chances of winning this championship game. Inbound goes to Eli Brockstrom. Axel Eagle fans of opposite us have traveled very well for this one, as they do for every sporting event. Passionate fan base with a very successful athletic program. Cutting inside, Salmon underneath the basket. Shot is blocked out of there. It's almost just taken away by Garrett Martin. Here comes Hanover up the far side between the legs, dribble for Mime. Defended by Schmelzley in the paint. He's triple teamed. Now double teamed. Shot up is on the left side, no good. He's just on the floor. Cameron Juneman has it, kicks it out. Bikeman for three. That is good. Grant Bikeman, what a time for his first basket of the day. And it's 33-25 with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Wyatt Detweiler will kick it. Far side, Colin Shaughnessy going to try a three. Got it! Colin Shaughnessy, a big-time silencer. He's got five here in this fourth quarter, making his presence felt. Minimal playing time off the bench. Kick far side corner. Brigham Bruna. Triple team. Bounce pass. Martin layup. Good. Good response by Hanover, 36-27. Axel, still up by nine. Smelsley, bounce pass to Salmon, far side wing. Shaughnessy with it, jab step right. Not wanting to do too much with it. Gives it to Smelsley, and he's fouled hard by Cameron Juneman. That'll be his first. And he fouled number four, so double bonus the rest of the way. Correction, it's the second against Juneman. Tanner Bruna checking in for Bikeman. For Hanover, Schmelzley the inbounder. It's an end to Shaughnessy. Being ginger with that, I believe that's his left leg. High post catch, Brockstrom. Give to Shaughnessy. You can tell he is just not very comfortable. Three ball straight away for Sandman. That's no good. Rebound for Cameron Juneman. 4:20 to go. 36-27 Axel. CBL Boys Tournament Championship. Trying to split a double team as Juneman kick it out to Brigham Bruna. Turning right. Now back to his left is Vine. In the paint. Bumped by Schmelzley. Nothing called. Loose on the floor on the rebound. And Sandman shovels it up ahead to Wyatt Detweiler. It's a pass to cutting Schmelzley. Bounce pass to Eli Brockstrom. Wide open and he lays it up and in. Brockstrom with 11. Baseball pass up ahead. Brigham Bruna cherry picking. He's fouled going the other way. He'll shoot two. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, Blue Valley Technologies, Hilltop Creations, Cooking Company, and BB Brothers Contractor. The foul goes against Wyatt Detweiler, his third. And Brigham Bruna will have a couple of free throws here. First one is no good. Brigham Bruna scoreless today. He had 4 points yesterday, including a couple of big-time free throws in the fourth quarter. That one is good. Just 8 points in the quarter for Hanover. 3:50 to go. She has compared to only 6 points last quarter. That's a step up. The most points they've had in a quarter is eight in the first quarter. And now, of course, they have eight in the fourth quarter. Shaughnessy give is to Detweiler. Cutting across the middle is Brockstrom. Scoop shot off the glass is good. driving from the free throw line, went to his left, laid it up in India, 13 on the game, 5 in the fourth quarter, it's 40-28. Far side wing, Mine, dribbles to his left, hands it off, Tanner Bruna, he'll go right, spins to the inside, almost a travel, get up to Martin, he's got his shot up and good over Sandman, and Martin now with 8, it's 40-30. Schmelzley, he'll drive coast to coast, kick it out, Detweiler, pass to far side, drive, jump stop, floater, too strong off the heel, tipped up, and Sandman is going to get charged with the foul on the rebound, that's going to be his third, and team foul number 3, 3:03 to go. 40-30 is still our score. Yeah. Brady Buskin checking in for Axel, and Gavin Shaughnessy will check in for his brother as well. And again, just taking it easy with that leg. But 5 points in the fourth quarter for Colin Shaughnessy coming off the bench after not playing at all yesterday, at all in the first three quarters. Last time he played was in the quarterfinal round of the tournament here. Is a spin move, nice move inside for Tanner Bruna. He lays it up in any, now it's 4. The timeout is called by Hanover. We'll take it as well. 30-second break. Axel leads Hanover 40-32. Championship game, TBL tournament here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmo's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmo's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmo's Repair in Centralia and online at Elmo's Repair.
Eight-point lead for Axel over Hanover, 40-32 our score, 2:52 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Axel with the inbound to Schmelzley, not a good one from Grady Busing. He saves it at half court, and it's stolen away by Tanner Bruna. The drive left side on Brockerman in the paint, and he's stripped up and it traveled. Hanover wanted a foul, nothing called. And Axel gets it back with 2:44 to go. Axel has Schmelzley, Brockerman, Grady Bussing, Detweiler, and Colin Shaughnessy in. Inbound to Schmelzley, and he had it poked momentarily away by Cameron Judeman, but he gets it back. Brockerman, wraparound pass to Detweiler from the top of the key. Cutting middle, Brockerman, wraparound pass, and Grady Bussing with the block, and he is fouled by Kiefer, and Kiefer is hot. As he is done, that's his fifth foul. He has just one free throw for his game. Fouls out with 2:29 left to go in the fourth quarter. Grady Bussing to shoot 2. Trying to make this a 10-point game once again. Cannot, though, as the first one is no good. His first miss from the free throw line today, made 2 in the first quarter. Second one for Grady on its way, and short. He goes over 2, rebound by Martin of Hanover. 3-possession game, not over yet. Coast to coast, Bruna kicked it out to Juneman, thought about driving all the way in, but was stopped in the paint. Bikeman kicks, near side, Bruna. He's going to try a 3 over Gavin Shaughnessy. Off the front end, no good, rebound Bikeman. That's poked free by Schmelzley. And Gavin Shaughnessy, too aggressive, trying to fight for the ball. He picks up a foul. And that'll be the team's fourth, so both teams for the rest of the way will be in the double bonus. 2:10 left to go. And for Gavin Shaughnessy, that is just his first personal foul. Here's the inbound to Bikeman. In for the Wildcats is Braylon Mine. He'll have it, and he will take the handoff to keep it himself. Defended by Schmelzley. Give it up to Brigham Bruna. Far side corner. Going middle is Tanner Bruna. Shot over a couple defenders is good. Tanner Bruna with a couple of baskets here in the fourth quarter. He has 6. It's a 2-possession game with 1:44 to go. Schmelzley, far side wing catch. He'll look to do something with it. Now he gives up his dribble. Roxman. Top of the key, drives on Bikeman, poked it free, poked up in the air, rebound, gathered by Gavin Shaughnessy. Inside it, Grady Bussing, shot up on the glass, it's good! Grady Bussing with his first field goal make since the first quarter, He has six, and it's 42-34, a minute and a half to go. Right, left side. Stopping as Bruno shot up. That's short. Rebound, Grady Busting. Schmelzley will slow it up. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Schmelzley wants to drive now. He'll kick it out. For Eli Brockstrom, top of the key. Open three, Eli Detweiler is good. He rattles it home. A clutch three-pointer for Eli Detweiler. His third three of the day. He has nine. It's 45-34. Bankman Turner's flying with three of his own. It's no good. Too strong. Rebound Martin. Putback is up, and that one is no good as well. Rebound Brandon Schmelzley of Axel. Detweiler's streaking up the far side. He's wide open. Layup is good. He's got 11. It's 47-34. Falling over, and that's going to be a travel. Brigham Bruno lost his footing, defended by Wyatt Detweiler, and a 7-0 run after Hanover got within six with 34.6 seconds left. Colin Shaughnessy will check in for his brother, Gavin. And this is pretty much going to do it as fans are starting to put their coats on and get ready to face the final really cold day, hopefully for a really long time, as we get to back into the 30s and possibly the 40s the next few days. And thank goodness for that. I am sick of single digits and negatives. There's the inbound to Schmelzley. 32 seconds left. 47-34 Axel. A 7-0 lead here in the final couple minutes. Been the deciding factor preventing Hanover from coming back into this one. A big time three-pointer by Wyatt Detweiler and a field goal make as well by Wyatt Detweiler on a layup and a foul with 19.8 seconds left. That'll send Brockstrom into the free throw line as Brent Mikeman picks up his second personal foul with 19.8 seconds left. And now five substitutions in for Axel. I think that's five. If I can count right, that'd be great. Actually, it'll be four because Eli Brockstrom has to shoot the second free throw. Joe Liebarger checks in. So does Lucas Talbot. Also in the game is Dalton Heinen. And the last one being, actually, Wyatt Detweiler will stay in the game. And now Gavin Shaughnessy will sub in for him. So one more free throw for Brandon Schmelzley here in the championship game. With 19.8 seconds left. Well, actually, I guess that was the first one. My mistake. That was the first free throw there. Brockstrom has 13 points, make it 14. He knocks that one home. He's 3-for-5 from the free throw line. And now Brockstrom will come out, and final substitution will be Blaze Blissing. 48-34 Axel. An incredible defensive effort from the Axel Eagles. And their offense doing just enough. As in the game for Hanover also is Kadra Kohorst. Also Hayden Barron's in the game. Drive left side, layup too short for Kohorst. And that is it. As Liebarger dribbles it out. Axel wins it 48-34. And Axel, back-to-back PVL tournament champion. Congratulations to the Eagles. A dominant effort here tonight. And we'll break it all down in our BL Doors Real Estate postgame show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Happy Monday, Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC. FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Axtell wins their second consecutive Twin Valley League Boys Basketball Championship. They defeat Hanover 48-34. Jared Slevy back with you here in our Be Outdoors post-game show, Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Putting a bow on this one, talking about leading scorers in this contest, starting off for the Hanover Wildcats, who finished runner-up. Starting off with their leading scorer, Braylon Mine, he finished with 13 points, also 8 points for Garrett Martin, 6 for Tanner Bruna, 3 for Brant Beichman, and a free throw each from Brigham Bruna and Hunter Kiefer, who fouled out with 2:29 left to go in the ball game. And as for Axel, their leading scorer was Eli Brockstrom. He finished with 6 points in the fourth quarter, 11 points for Wyatt Detweiler. He had 5 points in the fourth quarter, and those two baskets that he made were within the last couple of minutes as Hanover got the game back to within 2 possessions. So 2 huge baskets for Wyatt Detweiler. Also 8 points for Brandon Schmelsley, 6 points for Grady Bussing, and 5 for Colin Shaughnessy off the bench, playing just for a few spare minutes in that fourth quarter and scoring 5 points, including a big-time 3-pointer. As Hanover, again, was trying to surge and make a run late, but a 3-pointer from Shaughnessy big time in the fourth quarter. Well, that is going to do it. A fun day of basketball, a fun week of basketball. It's been so much fun being able to broadcast it for you. Thank you so much for joining us here as we have to cover, once again, another Twin Valley League tournament here in 2024. So, once again, the girls' champs, Centralia, they defeat Clifton Clyde, handing them their first loss of the season. And as for Axtell, they win their second consecutive Twin Valley League Tournament Championship. From Jared Slubby, Kurt Kilman back in the booth, killing it as always. That is going to do it here this week. Again, we'll be back again on Tuesday as Frankfort hosts Onega here on KMZA for your Game of the Week. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a great rest of your weekend.